This is the Composer's Datebook from May 14th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1897, John Philip Sousa was in Philadelphia, leading his band in the premiere performance of The Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa wrote his most famous march on Christmas Day, 1896, in a New York hotel room, completing the score, he said, in just a couple of hours. The work's title was a tribute to one of Sousa's mentors, another legendary bandmaster named Patrick S. Gilmore, whose favorite toast was, "Here's to the Stars and Stripes Forever." The 1897 premiere of The Stars and Stripes went over well, but at first, sales didn't surpass the other Sousa marches available at the time. It was the outbreak of the Spanish-American War in 1898, the subsequent national eruption of patriotic fervor, and some cagey showmanship on Sousa's part that catapulted The Stars and Stripes Forever into its unique status. Sousa crafted a touring patriotic pageant involving hundreds of performers, which ended with The Stars and Stripes Forever playing as soldiers from all three branches of the military marched on stage with flags unfurled, culminating in the entrance of a local beauty queen decked out in red, white, and blue. Despite the thousands of times Sousa and his band were required to play The Stars and Stripes Forever, they claimed they never tired of it. And in its now 100-plus year history, it's become one of the most frequently performed pieces of American music worldwide. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.